We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
There is word today that online retail giant Amazon has set its sights on Chicago's far south side. The company reportedly wants to build a distribution center in the Pullman neighborhood. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya reports.
Ninth Ward Alderman Anthony Beal tells Cranes that Amazon has agreed in principle to build a 150,000-square-foot distribution center on the site of the old Ryerson Steel plant on 104th and Woodlawn. The so-called Wish Fulfillment Center would take up 40 acres and be located just north of Amazon's Whole Foods distribution center. The alderman says about 500 construction jobs would be created, and after that, 200 to 300 permanent warehouse jobs. Amazon reportedly would make a $60 million investment, but would want a property tax break. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
It may not have looked like a break-in, but it was. It's according to Chicago police. They say thieves used an elaborate plan to break into a high-end jewelry store on North Michigan Avenue over the weekend. An employee at Nahoku Jewelers says they used plywood to block the door, giving the appearance that construction work was being done. Then they broke three cases and stole 150 pieces of jewelry. They were gone in 90 seconds. Mayor Lightfoot's Invest Southwest Economic Development Program is getting a big boost from Fifth Third Bank.
Invest Southwest is Mayor Lightfoot's effort to encourage the business community to invest in opportunity zones in the south and west sides of Chicago. The opportunity zones were in the 2017 tax cut bill that gave a tax break to companies that invest in underserved areas. Fifth Third Bank is investing $20 million in Invest Southwest. Mayor Lightfoot says community organizations will determine where the money goes.
Those are areas in the city where community stakeholders have really been working on plans to make their communities thrive for years, if not decades. The purpose of these investments is to give life to those that work that's already been done.
The mayor made the announcement at the Stony Island Arts Bank. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
It is officially income tax season. Beginning today, the IRS and the state of Illinois are accepting 2019 income tax returns.
The state says if a taxpayer electronically files an error-free return, they should receive a direct deposit refund within 4 weeks. Last year, the Illinois Department of Revenue saw a 2.5% increase in the number of electronic filers. Of the more than 6 million individual income tax returns, 88.3% were filed electronically, 63% received refunds. State officials say the fastest way for taxpayers to receive their refund is to file electronically and request direct deposit. Dave Marcet, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A special prosecutor has reportedly been appointed to look into possible criminal charges against an Illinois lawmaker. Police in Urbana say State Representative Carol Ammons took a Coach brand designer purse from a resale store and did not pay for it. Ammons has not commented, but her husband tells the Champaign News Gazette it's a non-story and a basic misunderstanding. Two Chicago police officers put their drug overdose training to use last week.
Officer Rico Rodriguez says the man lying in the street Thursday night near Chicago and Troy was blue in the face and seemed near death.
We checked for a pulse. There was no pulse. There was no breathing. I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but I would say he was pretty close.
Rodriguez grabbed the Narcan he had been taught to use about 8 months ago and sprayed it up the man's nose as his partner, Officer Adon Gonzalez, performed CPR. It took about 3 minutes, but Rodriguez says the man started breathing again, then talking.
It really puts a smile on your face when someone is that close and when they come back and they thank you for helping them.
Which is exactly what he did. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Six vehicles were stolen last night from an auto shop on the southwest side. It happened around 9 o'clock near 81st and Kedzie. No sign of the cars, and so far, no suspects.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio.
You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.